for the election. Here's USA's Joe Gomez.
Donald Trump goes on the attack against Hillary Clinton in Florida.
She has become totally unhinged. Unbelievable. What she's saying and what she's doing, actually, it's unbelievable.
Several recent polls in Florida show the race between Trump and Clinton is a dead heat. President Obama campaigning for Hillary Clinton in North Carolina says Donald Trump is unfit to be president.
The guy they nominated who was a con artist and a know-nothing and wasn't qualified to hold this office.
Senator Ted Cruz is due to hit the campaign trail today in a last push to elect Donald Trump. He's due to campaign with Trump's running mate Mike Pence in Iowa and Michigan. This will be the first time that Cruz has joined either Pence or Trump on the campaign trail and shows a new willingness for the Texas senator to vocally support Trump after refusing to endorse him.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
More on a loss of two U.S. service members in Afghanistan hours ago. Besides the two killed, the Pentagon says two others were wounded in an attack by the Taliban. They were on a mission with Afghan forces in the northern part of Afghanistan when Taliban forces opened fire on them. The Americans and Afghans were working to clear a Taliban position and disrupt the terrorist group's operations. There's no word yet on the military members' hometowns. To Iraq now, where the leader of ISIS reportedly says he's confident of ISIS victory in the ongoing battle for Mosul, Iraq's second largest city that the terror army has controlled for a couple of years. In an audio recording released online by the terror group's media wing, the ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi says the great jihad that is waging in Mosul is a prelude to victory. The Boston Red Sox ended their championship drought back in 2004. Now the Chicago Cubs have ended theirs. It means the Arizona Cardinals of the NFL now have the longest championship drought in pro sports.
According to the record books, the Cardinals have never won a Super Bowl, but did win a couple of world championships back in 1925 and 1947 when they were known around the league as the Chicago Cardinals. The Cards' 69-year championship drought is 1 year longer than the Cleveland Indians' drought. The Cardinals eventually moved to St. Louis back in 1960 before relocating to Phoenix in 88.
That's Jason Campadonia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 44 chilly degrees in Flemington. There's a 70% chance of showers today, and there is fog likely in certain areas. Friday, it's going to cool off a lot and be mostly sunny with a high of...
Did you say a 7% chance?
70.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm thinking about lunch. Friday...
What's that going to do with 7%?
No, because I'm not paying attention. Starving. Friday, there's going to be a high of 59, mostly sunny. And then Saturday and Sunday, again, sunny with a high of 55 and 57. Friday night, there's a low of 31, so there may be a frost or a freeze even.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the only way. It's like you're always stuck in
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Or welcome to this current episode of Friends. But we'll find out why Jennifer's playing the song in a moment. Welcome to the Library Show starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, the entry deadline is fast approaching for the HCL Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
It was a short one.
Are these songs connected in some way?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll tell you all you need to know about the gingerbread competition. It's November, which means another full slate of great programs at HCL for kids, teens, and adults. Jennifer keeps a lighter in her back pocket at all times. She's not a smoker. She just really likes certain songs. We'll update you on Knitters Unite, preview our holiday programs, and much more on today's Library Show. Okay, we have a New York theme. Is that my guess? Is that what the songs have in common?
Yes.
New York City?
Yes.
And why do we care about New York City?
Because we are going on Saturday.
Oh.
Sunday.
And you're excited.
I am.
And what will you be doing in New York City?
Just wandering around.
Anywhere in particular? No.
Probably the Village.
Wherever you end up, you like going to the Village?
Yeah.
So what are you hungry for? You said that you're starving, Jennifer. What, if you could have anything delivered to your desk right now, what would it be?
Chris, if you're listening, I could go for a slice of pizza.
Pizza? That would be the thing? Anything on top of it?
Mm-mm.
Plain pizza. Mm. Anything you could
I don't really like stuff on my pizza. Although there is one pizza place next to a certain funeral home in Staten Island that makes a really good meatball.
What's your favorite pizza in Hunterdon County?
Marinelli's.
Marinelli's is your favorite pizza restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Are they a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
I don't know.
My favorite is Joe's Pizza.
You always say, you know what, that. And a couple owners ago, I didn't like their pizza. But then I keep hearing that it's better. I need to go back. I'm sorry, over by Shaw.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. At one time, I didn't like their pizza.
All right, well, you said a couple owners ago.
I think so.
So you can...
No, I know.
I was going to think of some analogy to compare that way of thinking, but I can't think of anything.
When you said the lighter's in your back pocket...
Yeah?
I have to say something I think is very funny. You and I remember going to concerts when you could hold up lighters.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you ever saw Rocky Horror... In the
yes.
theater, and you could hold up lighters there, too, in the theater.
You're not allowed to do that anymore, I'm sure.
No, so I was talking to Lee from British Invasion,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about holding up lighters. And he's like, oh, I have an app on my phone, and it's a picture of a lighter. I'm like, oh, this is so
that's
sad.
Clever. I like that.
Yeah, but it's kind of on the sad side.
Did you see the Rocky Horror Picture Show this Halloween season?
I did not.
You did not see it?
No, but...
I thought you were a big fan.
I am. Love Saves the Day on the corner of, I don't know, Bridge and Main Street in New Hope. Their windows were done up like Rocky Horror. It was pretty cool.
Love Saves the Day. What is that?
It's a kitschy store.
Oh. In New Hope? Where?
It's right on the corner, right, when you go over the bridge.
You never talk about things in Hunterdon County. That always wanders to New York City or Staten Island or New Hope.
I'm sorry.
Is that what you said, Staten Island, where the pizza place was?
Yeah. Well, because I've never left Charlie Fisher's to go to a pizza place.
So let's talk about a good old Hunterdon County.
Okay,
why don't we?
Good old Hunterdon County.
Okay, we have some programs coming up this week, Jennifer. We have one tonight.
We do.
Maybe you can tell us about it.
Maybe I can. It's Remembering Pearl Harbor, America at War. It is December 7th will be the 75th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, a date President Roosevelt referred to as a date which will live in infamy. Dr. James Kane will discuss the events tonight, telling the haunting story in lecture, slides of the actual attack, and audio presentation. He's a former teacher, prep school headmaster, principal, and for 25 years a superintendent of schools. He is presently a professor at William Patterson University, and he holds the rank of Captain U.S. Marine Corps retired, or reserve, I'm not sure which they are. I guess it's reserve. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can just stop in. There's still plenty of room. And if I didn't tell you, I really like the image you used on the flyer.
It's an image of Pearl Harbor.
I know, but it's a really nice. It's like a painted image. I really like that. Okay. It looks painted.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for my program to come up on the thing. Do you have the radio show flyer? By any chance?
The what?
The Ronkin Tour radio program at the North County Branch Library?
I do. I have two things for Saturday.
Why don't you tell us?
I'll tell about that one first. Sorry, wrong number. Ronkin Tour Radio featuring Jane Hardy, Lawrence Mintz, and Alec Dawson will be performing Sorry, Wrong Number at the North County Branch as radio theater. Leona Stevenson is a neurotic invalid whose only contact with the outside world is her telephone, which she uses to access. And this is an old corded telephone. It's not like an iPhone of today.
Yeah, that wouldn't work theatrically.
No.
Right?
No, I think it could be done effectively. But I think a lot of people are sort of not invalids, but cut themselves off because of their phones. While impatiently trying to locate her henpecked cousin, Leona listens to what seems to be a crossed connection and overhears two men plotting a murder. From a play by Lucille Fletcher, the show includes theatrical lighting, golden age radio equipment, vintage commercials, and of course, sound effects. And this is Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. Saturday afternoon, November 5th at 2 p.m. The North County Branch Library, 65 Halstead Street in Clinton. And while you're heading up to Clinton, if you're heading up there from Flemington, stop at the 14th Annual Touch a Truck, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Division of Parks and Recreation at Deer Path Park from 11:30 to 3 p.m. Dump trucks, fire trucks, ambulances, police cars, military jeeps, and lots more, including our own bookmobile. And I just realized we're in the bookmobile's in the picture, like the little nose is in the picture on the flyer. But it's the backwards picture because the text is backwards, and I know you didn't. The handsomely designed bookmobile by Jim Thatch. And the atmosphere is relaxed, pleasure-free, and non-commercial. Boy Scout Troop 288 will be hosting a concession stand.
I like the way they described it last week, a parade that stands still. Yes. I think that's a great description.
It is.
For the kids, and the kids love trucks.
Yes.
And they get to go inside them?
They get to go inside. The flyer has a picture of a couple kids sitting on an old-fashioned fire truck. There's a young child in the sheriff's smart car.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, you can go, you can touch, you can climb.
Next Wednesday, we have a concert at the Hunterdon County Library. Crazy About Patsy Cline. So, Maggie Warsdale will be on hand to sing all of Patsy Cline's greatest hits. This program is just about filled up, so we suggest you reserve a seat if you want to make sure you get in. You can do so by calling the Hunterdon County Library at 788-1434. Or you can go online, hclibrary.us, go to the events calendar. You can sign up that way, and you can see all the other programs we have coming up, such as Fred Miller's next afternoon concert at the North County Branch Library, also on Wednesday, November. I'm sorry, that's 2 weeks. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, but November is NaNoWriMo Month, National Novel Writing Month. I'd prefer to think of it just as National Writing Month. And
I don't want to think of anything as NaNoWriMo anything.
No, I know. The headquarters of North County Branch Library has meeting rooms available, reserved. And there'll be some power strips if you have extra cords. You need to plug your laptop in. You just need a quiet place to write or a few hours.
When's the next today?
Today, right now, 10 to 1 at the headquarters library.
Oops. Should I have set up tables?
Quite possibly. And then tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 4 at the North County Branch Library. But if you go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on the offending NaNoWriMo acronym, you will get a schedule of all the locations, and you can just stop in.
Maybe we should all offer an alternate suggestion for naming this event, and then they can, instead of us complaining about it.
It sounds like Mork and Mindy or something.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like something Mork says. You're right. That's Nanu Nanu.
Right.
That's close. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase happening next Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse. It's from 2 to 7 p.m. The restaurant showcase proper is from 5 to 7 p.m. Admission is free, so you can learn all about local businesses in Hunterdon County. and enjoy some good food from in the restaurant showcase. That was a popular event. And once again, it's at the 100th Century Regional High School Fieldhouse. For more information, call 908-782-7115. And remember, Jennifer, buy local, buy 100.
Yes, thank you, Jim.
Why don't we go to our first commercial break, and we'll come back with Today in History right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Before we go any further, Jennifer, congratulations to the Chicago Cubs.
Yes.
For winning an epic Game 7 and the World Series.
My mother came in today. She's got, her eyes are like bloodshot.
Was she rooting for the Cubs or the Indians?
I'm not quite sure. I think the Indians.
It was a great game. Did you watch?
She didn't see the last inning.
Oh, my God.
No, I was sound asleep by 8 o'clock.
Oh. You were. It didn't end until like 12:45 in the morning. Yeah. There was a rain delay.
Yeah,
it was like
in the 10th inning.
It was very interesting because the Cubs looked they had it won, and then the Indians tied it up in the 8th inning. And you thought, okay, now the Indians got it. The momentum, the Cubs had their best pitcher in there, and they got 3 runs off in the tie it up. And then divine intervention, a rain delay out of the blue.
Well, I don't want to say
delays
anything.
Delays the game for 20 minutes and changes the momentum back to the Cubs.
But my sister does live in a monastery in Chicago. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so she thinks she has something to do with this.
I don't know. My mother said they're all White Sox fans, which I really would suggest.
Really? I don't think I've ever met a White Sox fan.
Oh, I know. There's one who lives in Flemington.
Okay, moving on. It's time for Today in History. This time every week. Ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which is November 3rd.
Now wait, don't tell me. Nothing exciting happened today, and not that many people were born or died today.
Why?
You've been saying that since like August.
No, I haven't.
The archives.
August, I was correct. And I had a theory about that, but moving on. Actually, we had trivia at Lone Eagle last night.
Oh, yeah.
The Lowegan Brewery went very well. 66 people showed
up.
Wow. 15 teams showed up to play trivia.
Wonderful. Did you know all of them, or did some you didn't know?
A lot I didn't know, yes.
Nice. So, good. Who was the winner?
Lone Eagle Brewing, a team called the Hammerheads won. But that's only the first of 3 nights, so they got to hang in there, and there'll be a grand prize for the team that wins all 3 weeks.
Well done.
So November 9th and 16th, they're Lone Eagle Brewing in Flemington. Trivia night.
Starring Jim Thatcher.
Be there, be square. Okay, Jennifer. Going to 1493.
Okay.
You know what this question...
I'm going to take a shot in the dark. It's about Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus first sights land in the Caribbean Sea. I want to know, what island did he sight on this day? What's the name of the island in the Caribbean?
Something in the West Indies?
It's in the Caribbean.
Oh, I don't know.
Dominica. He saw Dominica for the first time in the state in 1493.
How did he know it was Dominica?
So let me see. It took him less than a month to get across the ocean? Didn't he?
No, a year and a month. 1492.
It took him that long?
Well, wait. First, it only took him a month, and it took him a year.
Okay, I thought it'd be somewhere in between, obviously. It took him a year and a month to get?
I don't know.
It took the Jamestown settlers. Oh, I guess that was a lot. I guess it would back then. The Jamestown was after this. That's right. So that's a long time. Okay, Jennifer. Actually, I asked this question in trivia last night. I'll ask it to you. Which ship did Columbus ride on? Which of the three carried the man himself?
The Pinta.
It was the Santa Maria. Okay, 1911, Jennifer. Who eventually enters the automobile market in competition with the Ford Model T? What car company?
Oh, wait. I just read this someplace. This was just maybe in a crossword puzzle. Oh, rats.
Oh, rats is not a car company, Jennifer. That's a terrible name for a car
You're
company.
You're right. Buick?
We're looking for Chevrolet.
Oh, really? Chevrolet. Oh, no. That's not what I was thinking of.
First entered the automobile market in the state in 1911. Hmm. Okay, Jennifer. What movie monster made its first appearance in 1954?
Movie monster.
Series of films. Followed. You got it.
Godzilla.
Very good. How'd you know?
Because King Kong was much earlier.
King Kong was much earlier.
I would have guessed Godzilla.
And then finally in 1957, Jennifer, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 2 into space, correct?
Uh-huh.
On board is the first animal to enter orbit. What kind of animal?
A monkey.
Incorrect.
Really?
It was a dog.
Huh.
A dog named Laika, or I don't know how you say that in Russian. It was a dog. Yeah, I would have thought monkey too, but no, it was a dog. I guess he was okay.
Where was Peter, the animal activist?
I don't know. Okay, born or died in this state, Jennifer? I don't know. I've got to indicate whether they're born or died from now on.
Yeah, that would be good.
Again, I think I can figure it out. Okay, born on November 3rd, 1921, Charles Bronson.
He's a movie actor.
Mm-hmm.
I think of him like in all those, like, really, not violent, but.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, so you're looking Death Wish.
Yeah.
He was also in the original Magnificent Seven.
Have you seen that remake?
No, but I want to. I heard it's good. Our friend Kiko says it's a very good movie.
Yeah, where's Kiko been, by the way?
Kiko is in South Carolina helping flood victims.
Well, tell them to take a break and listen. You need to break. Flood victims need to hear us. We'll cheer them up. Yeah, I haven't. I thought it might be cheesy, but I've heard it's very good.
1933, Jennifer, Ken Berry was born. The great Ken Berry.
Is he an actor?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of that he was in
mm-hmm.
was some Brady Bunch episode that turned out to be a spinoff with.
Possibly he was.
Like he adopted three kids. He ended up adopting three boys, and they were all different ethnic backgrounds.
I don't know where you're going with this.
No, it was like a spinoff, and I think he was the father.
Maybe, but that's not a quality answer for me that you think. Ken Berry.
Let me see if he ever started.
Most famously for me, Jennifer, was Captain Parmiter in the classic sitcom F Troop. You remember F Troop?
I sure do.
He was the captain of Fort. That's a great trivia question. What was the name of the fort in F Troop?
And indeed, he was.
Fort Courage?
He was in a an episode called Kelly's Kids.
Kelly's Kids, great, Jennifer, but you had to Google that.
Well, no, because you didn't believe me.
I'm going to mark this one wrong.
Mark it wrong.
It was also in Mayberry RFD, I believe, was his probably best-known sitcom. 1953, Jennifer, Dennis Miller was born.
He's an evening talk show host,
mm-hmm.
a comedian.
Stand-up comedian, Saturday Night Live cast member, famous for his rants, Jennifer. Very funny stand-up comedian, very deep, a lot of, like, I think you'd like him. A lot of like obscure metaphors and things like that, or obscure. What word am I looking for? I think it begins with an A. I don't know. Dennis Miller, born on this date in 1953, born on this date in 1987. Colin Kaepernick, somebody very much in the news today.
Something political.
Yes.
Something to do with Donald Trump.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Colin Kaepernick is the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. He's famous for
the Pledge of Allegiance thing.
For the Star Spangled Banner, Jennifer.
Yes.
He kneels during the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
Raising the ire of some and the respect of others. Where do you? Which camp do you fall in?
That's what he wants to do. Let him do it.
Yes, he's but not disrespecting. He's not.
No,
if he was running around jumping and dancing during it, then there's a problem. But he's still showing respect.
And I forget which game.
By being quiet.
I was watching a game Monday night, and they had a very nice a cappella group singing, and all the players were standing there very nicely.
Okay. Died in 1990 on the stage, Jennifer Mary Martin.
She was a Broadway star. She was the original Maria in Sound of Music. She was Peter Pan. That's what you're looking for.
Peter Pan is what I was looking for, yes. But I figured you know her. And finally, Jennifer, you're not going to get this one, but I put it in here anyway because I know who it is. Died on this date in 2002. Lonnie Donegan, a very obscure person, but a very important person in music history. Lonnie Donegan.
Something to do with the Beatles.
That is correct.
How about that?
Lonnie Donegan was a singer in Liverpool or in England. There was a craze back then called skiffle, where it was like a kind of a quick kind of music. I don't know how to describe skiffle, but it was easy to it was very easy music to play. And it inspired a young John Lennon and Paul McCartney to pick up guitars. And John Lennon's first band was a skiffle group because Lonnie Donegan was so popular and inspired John Lennon to learn how to play a guitar.
Okay.
God bless you, Lonnie Donegan.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you made Jim Thatch happy. Kiko comes all back to the Beatles, Kiko.
Yes,
it
does.
Let me join you in South Carolina. Well, I have trivia for you.
Great.
Because I emailed Matt Dolan and asked him if he would send the questions and then had to promise I wouldn't go to trivia night on Tuesday. All right, so let's see how many of these. I think there's 30.
30 questions?
I think so.
I'll probably get about half of them. His is pretty hard.
For the first time in its history, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show will be held in which city this December?
In the first time in its history? Let me see. Moscow.
Paris. And Lady Gaga will be performing at it, I've been informed.
I would think it would have been in Paris many times. I thought it was going to be some Iron Curtain, like...
No. No, yeah, it's so surprising. And I would like to applaud them for finally switching out their whats and whiches.
What does that mean?
They always would say, in the past, whoever wrote the questions would say, in what city would it be held in it? They've switched it. What is made at St. James Gate?
Wait, I know this because...
Yes, you do.
There's a song line or something with St. James Gate. What?
Guinness.
Oh, that's a good question.
All right. This is a crossword, but this is a Friday crossword clue, so I don't know.
Ouch.
What is the actual title of the song many refer to as Teenage Wasteland?
Baba O'Reilly.
Very good. Back to what? In what city was the original Playboy Mansion? We were just talking about it.
I should know this.
We were just talking about the city, not the Playboy Mansion.
I don't know.
Chicago.
Oh.
We were only just talking about two cities.
I wouldn't have known that. For some reason, I thought it was on the East Coast.
No. What is the only NFL team to have a perfect season and then win the Super Bowl?
The Miami Dolphins.
That is correct. 1972 to 73. In Jack London's White Fang, the main character is a mix of which two animals?
A wolf and a dog.
Correct. On May 4th, 1970, the National Guard opened fire and killed unarmed protesters at which college?
Kent State.
What critically acclaimed HBO show set during the Dust Bowl only aired for two seasons?
Set during the Dust Bowl. The Ghost of Tom Joad.
Carnivale. Delaware and portions of Maryland and Virginia all lie
on Delmarva.
This peninsula. What is the murder weapon at the end of the film, There Will Be Blood?
Oh, he kills him in the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
The bowling pin?
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, the next 10 questions are all... He's done this before. He might have asked you some of these the time when Matt called in on the show. They're all the answers are part of an American Pie lyric.
Hmm, interesting.
Which are the
I like
two?
That.
Which types?
I have to steal that one.
Which? What are two types of grain liquors?
Whiskey and rye.
Whiskey and rye, correct. What is the name for an entertainer during the Middle Age?
A bard?
It's from a word from the song.
Right. I'm trying to... What?
Jester.
I don't want to take up too much time. If I don't know it immediately, we'll just get...
And who was the jester?
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan. Congratulations to Bob Dylan for winning the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Some people aren't happy about that.
A lot of people aren't happy because he didn't call for 2 weeks and accept it. And now he's not sure if he can make the
same one. That's just Bob being Bob.
You know, like you give it to him, what do you expect? Okay. You could also call this color corelled dianthus flower coreophyllis.
I don't know.
Pink carnation.
And a pickup truck.
And this one, think about Kiko. What is another name for a flood bank or a dike?
A levee.
Levee. This person's film was titled, final film was titled Giant.
James Dean.
James Dean. The Monterey Pop Festival was the first cover story of which magazine?
Rolling Stone.
This location protects you from gamma rays, etc. I don't really like that clue. Fallout shelter. These are sung at times of grief.
Dirges.
Dirges. This monotone hit was featured on the American Graffiti soundtrack.
Monotone hit. Wasn't it Green Onions or something?
I wonder.
About the Book of Love?
Book of Love. This is a 1965 to 1968 science fiction comedy TV series that was turned into a film in 1998.
Don't know.
Lost in Space.
That's a clever category.
Yes. Yeah, actually, the last time he had the questions, it was things like, what does a jester refer to? Who are...
He loves that song, obviously.
Apparently. All right, the next are U.S. history.
Uh-oh.
What was the name of the peace treaty that ended the American Revolutionary War?
The Versailles.
Paris.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Versailles in Paris, isn't it?
Indeed. In the 1840s and 50s, Walter Hunt, Eliza Howe, and who else were in a patent war for a sewing machine?
Elias Howe won, obviously. Hunt and Singer.
Singer, correct. Named after a slave. It's not named after a slave. What Supreme Court... Because all Supreme Court cases are known...
Dred Scott.
All Supreme Court cases are known by their defendant. Or their... The Peace Corps...
Well, this was the Dred Scott decision, though.
Right, Dred Scott versus Sanford or Dred Scott case. A slave taken to a free state could not sue for his freedom. The Peace Corps was established by whose executive order?
Are you looking for a president?
Mm-hmm.
The Peace Corps. Theodore Roosevelt.
JFK. That was a good guess.
Thank you.
The Seminole Wars were a series of conflicts in which state?
Florida.
Which U.S. representative was targeted in an assassination attempt in 2011.
I don't know.
It's a woman, Gabrielle Giffords.
Oh, that's right. I wouldn't remember her name.
In 2011.
How's she doing, by the way? I think she's okay, right?
I mean, we haven't heard about her, so. Mm.
So that means he's okay.
I'd say so.
There's no news if it's good news.
No news is good news. That same year, which space shuttle touched down at Kennedy Space Center, ending the 30-year space shuttle program?
It's not Challenger or Columbia.
Nope.
Discovery?
Atlantis.
Oh.
The 1924 Snyder Act granted blanket citizenship to which group?
Newscasters.
1924.
Snyder? I don't know.
Native Americans. How nice. We gave them citizenship to their own country.
Yeah, that great country. We really did the Indians good.
The play Our American Cousin is best remembered for...
Lincoln was assassinated.
During which, yes. Who was the Supreme Court Chief Justice during the unanimous ruling of Brown versus the Board of Ed?
Byron Wizard White.
Nice, but no Earl Warren.
Oh.
That was good, though. All right, now we have some general knowledge before we get to sports nicknames.
Ah, sports nicknames. Nice.
It's actually 50 questions. You're doing well. What Thank forms you, the top layers of a shepherd's pie?
Of a shepherd's pie? Top layers?
Layer singular.
Lamb.
That's the bottom layer.
Oh, I don't know.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, really? I've never had shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that somehow doesn't surprise me.
Do you know how to bake shepherd's pie?
Yeah, and actually...
Those are lamb in the shadow.
You can do whatever ground, whatever meat. It's like stew. A dry stew with mashed potatoes over there. It's leftovers.
I gotcha.
My sister baked it one time with
cheese. Interesting, though, because you got the bread and the potatoes and the meat all together.
There's no bread.
The crust.
There's no crust.
There's no crust. To a pie?
Yeah.
They call it shepherd's pie.
It's English. But listen, my sister baked it one time with saran wrap on top.
What happened?
We didn't eat it. In the NFL, what is the Duke?
It's a football.
Why does it need another name?
No, that's just a
I don't need to know.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the name of the largestly private-owned house in the United States?
Is it in California?
I don't know where it is.
Vanderbilt Mansion.
Biltmore Estate.
Oh, Biltmore. It's in North Carolina.
Okay.
Asheville, North Carolina, Jennifer.
This one is timely, and we've already answered this, so you should get this right. Which car company was formed in 1911 by a Swiss-born race car driver? What eccentric character was originally named Kessler when he first appeared on TV on July 5th, 1989?
Kramer.
What is the weather term for a small tornado over water?
A water spout.
Signed in 1840, the Watangi Treaty declared British sovereignty over which country? Down under.
Australia?
Next door.
Indonesia?
New Zealand.
Oh.
Goneril is which Shakespeare's character's eldest daughter? Her Miss sisters.
Beth.
He doesn't. Her sisters are Regan
Hamlet.
And Cordelia.
Othello.
King Lear. Indie musician Joshua Tillman is better known by which religious stage name? Father John Misty. I can't see you if I read. In Cocktail, Brian Tom Cruise meets Jordan Elizabeth Shue at a tiki bar where he works in which country?
It's down in the island somewhere.
It is indeed.
I don't know which island.
Jamaica. Okay, and finally, sports nicknames, a.k.a. Big Pappy.
That's David Ortiz.
The team's...
They're recently retired.
What is he? Is football?
Baseball.
Baseball.
The Red Sox.
I see. The team's defense this season that's being called Purple Rain, R-E-I-G-N.
Probably the Vikings.
That's what game I was watching on Monday night.
Purple Rain, that's what they call them. I like that.
Which game?
They just got beat by the lowly Bears, though, so that's easy on that nickname.
The Grand Slam winning tennis. Well, this was... I got these Monday, so...
Okay.
The Grand Slam winning tennis player known as Super Brat.
McEnroe?
Mm-hmm. Because of its size, the college stadium known as the Big House.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The NBA player nickname, The Mailman.
Karl Malone.
Troy Aikman, Emmett Smith, and he were considered the triplets.
Irvin. Michael Irvin.
The boxer whose hair color is the reason for his nickname, Canelo, a.k.a. Cinnamon.
I do not know.
Saul Alvarez. The racetrack nicknamed the Brickyard.
Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Complete answer. Very impressive. The team's offensive line that was nicknamed the Electric Company in 19... 19-
because they turned on the juice, the Buffalo Bill.
How do you know what's on here?
Oh.
That's the optional clue.
Oh, is it? Because I was a big Buffalo Bills fan. The juice meaning O.J. Simpson, Simpson, by the way.
The world... WWE, worldwide, what is it, world wrestling star known as the Heartbreak Kid?
No idea.
Shawn Michaels. So you got 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, you checked that one I got?
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 28 out of 50, and you said you'd get half of them, so you did more than half.
Slightly.
Very good, Jim Thatch.
That's an F in school.
Yeah, but you'll pass the civil service test with that many points. So
it's about what I would have gotten in school, been 60.
Shall we talk about? We've got a few minutes before commercial break.
Sure.
Should we talk about the November Jim Thatch bookmark?
Well, let me just update the weather real quick. Jennifer said a 70% chance of rain. That rain should be ending shortly. If it is raining at all, it's probably spotty at best. And then there's no more rain in the forecast for at least the foreseeable future, at least through next weekend. Partly cloudy skies and clear most days. Temperatures ranging from the mid-50s to the low 60s for the next 10 days. So, good time to, what, put up Christmas lights? Think I could tuck my wife into that one? I doubt it. So, enjoy these, I guess, it's mid-fall weather. Right? We're pretty much mid-fall now.
Yeah.
Probably was exactly mid-fall. Okay, Jennifer, what were you going to say?
I have no idea.
The bookmark.
Oh, the bookmark. The Jim Thatch November bookmark. It is a shocking pink, and it is advertising Knitters Unite. Make hats, scarves, socks, and mittens for local food pantries. For more information or to donate your handmade goods to keep our food pantry patrons warm, or for information on how your organization can receive knitted items, please call Cheryl at 788-1422. And there is some needles.
Did I make that right? I don't know how to... Is the yarn coming out of the thing where it would be? I don't know anything about knitting.
It's fine.
Okay.
And I found one November and one HCL.
That's all there is.
Okay.
Being very simple.
Very simple. And if you come into the headquarters library, you will see the hats and scarves already hanging up around.
Yeah, people have already completed many. Then we got it hanging in our stairwell.
Correct. And if you would like to participate but are a little short on yarn, there is plenty of yarn available on the lower level. And if you have some yarn, a good chunk of yarn that you'd like to donate, you can also leave that on the lower level. And our knitting group meets every Monday at 10 o'clock at headquarters on the lower level. And a fiber artist group meets every other Tuesday night at the North County branch at 7 p.m.
Okay.
Am I keeping you awake?
No. I mean, yes. I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. Why don't we go to our last commercial break, and we'll come back with the rest of our library show right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
When we're done here, I'm going to get Chamber President Chris Phelan to say numismatist. Is that what the word is?
It is.
That's a coin collector?
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer, we have about 10 minutes left before Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy joins you and his show, Taking Care of Business. The business I want to take care of right now is to tell you about our gingerbread competition, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. It's our annual HCL gingerbread competition at the Hunterdon County Library. Obviously, Jennifer, the competition deadline to get your entry form in is Friday, November 18th, so we're getting there. We're in November. I can't believe it's November, actually.
You know what? I've turned into one of those people who have... Oh, my gosh, I can't believe how fast the year is going, but...
The older you get, the quicker it goes.
Well, I must be nearing the end of my life, because, boy, did it go fast this year.
Let's play the song Pink Floyd, Time. That's in the background. as we're pondering this.
All right.
I don't know why I'm thinking this. Okay, the gingerbread competition. It's open to everyone. We have several categories. There's a kids-only category up to 12 years old. There's a student category. There's an adult individual category. There's a family category. You can probably play it low. Okay. There's a group category, and then there's a professional category. There'll be prizes awarded in all categories. Once again, the entry deadline is November 18th. You can get an entry form on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. Just... fill it out, or print it out, fill it out, and give it to us. Jennifer doesn't like Pink Floyd.
No, can you hear it? I can't hear anything.
Yes, again, it's just a clock ticking right now.
Oh, that's why I can't hear anything.
Right. So, now I've lost my place completely. Okay, the entry deadline November 18th. Oh, yeah, getting the forms. You can stop by any of the county libraries to pick up an entry form, or go on our webpage, hclibrary.us, and right on the homepage you can... There's a link to the entry form. I mentioned the categories. There's right on the entry form, there's recipes for gingerbread and royal icing if you don't know how to make either. We'll have a welcome reception on December 7th at the library for everyone who enters. There'll be refreshments, and we'll announce the winners. So you have two choices here. You can either make something from a Hunterdon County scene or building, or you can make something from a book. A children's book or a novel or one of your favorite stories, make a place that you've always wanted to live or you imagined yourself. Give me a quick example, Jennifer, of a place that was in a story so real that you could just see it and knew all about it.
I always come back to The Secret Garden.
Okay.
By Frances Hodgs Burnett.
Okay. Is that a children's book or is that
it's a children's book, yeah. But it's like to be read to children.
So it's a secret garden, like only was it like invisible? Was it like
Brigadoon?
It only appeared every once in a while.
Mary Lennox was an orphan. Her family was living in British India, and everyone died in the plague except for Mary. And she went back to England to live with her uncle Archibald. at a manor, at Misselthwaite Manor. He was a cranky old man. And his wife, because his wife had died and his son was very sickly, and she found a Walden garden.
Okay. So it's just a Walden garden. It's not really secret.
It is. People know where it is. It's overgrown and hidden, and it's been forgotten. It's more forgotten than secret.
Okay.
And she brings it back to life.
Maybe that would have been a better title for the book. The Forgotten Garden.
Perhaps. We have a vote from one of our listeners for Giovanni's in White House for favorite pizza.
Giovanni's in White House? I've never been there. Maybe I should try it. Verami's in Flemington's also good. King. One of the best reasons to live in New Jersey is the pizza, right?
Yes.
I hear the best place is in Trenton, though. Somebody was saying this last night.
Oh, in Chambersburg.
I can't remember the name of it, but they were saying it's in Trenton or whatever it is.
There used to be a Maruca's down there.
Wasn't Maruca's.
They're in...
That doesn't even sound Italian.
They were in the boardwalk in Seaside Heights for years, I think.
I'm trying to remember the best boardwalk pizza. That's a little different, too. They get the slices big. It's kind of... I don't know. Pete and Eldis. Ever been there?
No.
It's down near the shore. It's off of 35 in... It's near, like, Belmar. It's not in Belmar. It's right off 35. Really thin crust pizza. It's very good. Pete and Eldis. Why are we talking about pizza?
I know, because Jeremiah emailed
that. Oh, okay. So, that's the gingerbread competition. Make sure you get your entry form in before November 18th. And then stop by the library over the holiday season and check them out. It'll be on display throughout the month of December. All of the creations to go along with all of our holiday programs, Jennifer. Should we talk about that a little bit?
Sure.
Do we have time? We have a lot of holiday programs every year at the Huntington County Library. We love celebrating the holidays.
We
at the
do, Huntington but before County we Library. Get there, I just want to talk about one program next Thursday afternoon.
Okay.
At the South County Branch Library, because all the schools are closed for the teachers' conventions. So they're going to have Bricks for Kids. We learn, we build, we play with Lego bricks. Bricks for Kids will be teaching children grades 1 to 6 how to build a motorized Lego model. Registration is limited to 25 attendees, so call 609-773-0032 or stop by the library at 1432 Route 179 in Lambertville. And that's next Thursday at 2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Thank you.
All right, yes, I'd love to hear about.
Okay, so the holiday programs. Every year we welcome Eric Mantel Quartet to the Huntington County Library. This year they'll be coming to the Huntington County Library on November 30th. Not too soon to celebrate Christmas, Jennifer. And then they'll repeat their show at the North County Branch on December 8th. The Eric Mantel Quartet, if you don't know, is a jazz ensemble. Very popular in this area. And they'll be playing selections from A Charlie Brown Christmas, which everybody knows a lot of those songs. Linus and Lucy and Christmas Time is Here and et cetera, et cetera. But also some other holiday classics in the jazz way, jazz form, jazz, I don't know. But they're very good and very popular. We've had them probably the last 20 years. Would you think they've been playing that long at the Huntington County Library, Jennifer?
I would think so. And he was just at the North County Branch Library. But if you saw him then, still go.
Yes, because this is a different program entirely. And the other traditional program we have this year will be December 14th. I think that's a Wednesday. Is that a Wednesday, Jennifer?
Yes.
The Huntington Harmonizers, the whole chorus, not just some of them, the whole chorus comes to the Huntington County Library and puts on their holiday show. They also do it at the Huntington Central High School, I believe, like December 10th. I might actually go to that this year. Every year I go to the Army-Navy game. It's the same day as the Army-Navy game every year for some reason. I don't know how they work that out, but this year I'm not going to the Army-Navy game.
Why not?
I couldn't swing it this year, unfortunately.
This year their theme
because
is...
Because Army might actually win this year. That's why I'm bummed about not going.
Navy. The Happily Haunted House. Happily Haunted Holiday.
Oh, cool.
In this mashup of festive traditions, Dracula, Frankie, Wolfie, and their friends find themselves longing to end centuries of feuds with the angry mobs of Transylvania by showing that they are just sweet and caring souls. They enlist the help of their hero, Santa Claus, to win over the hearts of their neighbors. Not everything goes according to plan as a ghoulish gang does their best to spread the holiday spirit.
I love it.
Yeah, and they do like little bits from their show.
Right. And if you want to see the full show, I'm sure is the information for the full show on there?
It is. It's on njharmonizers.org. And there's a picture from the year they did Spamalot, which that one was, I saw that one was a lot of fun. I was at the library that time.
Yeah, so it's always a lot of fun. And it's a great show they put on. It's like the one at the library anyway. It's like if you like that old-fashioned type of, you know, kitschy type of Christmas stuff, they do a great job with that.
Yes.
You feel nostalgic. So we welcome them back. Another group we have every year is the Hunterdon Central High School Fiddle Club. They skip out of school briefly.
They're actually not this year.
They're not.
They're coming at 2:45 on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, so they're done with school?
Yeah. Frowned upon, I guess.
You gotta be kidding me, Jennifer.
I know.
That's sad.
So they're coming on Thursday afternoon, December 8th.
Great.
I sent you the information to do a flyer.
You did?
I did.
Okay. I'll always do that on Monday.
Okay. If you know, I'll resend it just in case.
Yes. And then Fred Miller, the afternoon concert series that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Fred Miller also does a Christmas sing-along. That will be December blah, 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 Jennifer.
I have it right here.
I have it right here. It's December 14th at the North County Branch Library and December 15th at the Hunterdon County Library. So you want to come and sing all your Christmas favorites and learn some, you know, some backstories about some of the songs. He likes to tell a song about White Christmas and Irving Berlin.
Never mind. And stop in. We may just be showing some holiday movies.
We'll be showing holiday movies. We like to do that every year. Jennifer and I try to show our favorites. Jennifer's are kind of questionable sometimes, but I let her do it.
You enjoyed the one about the squirrel the first time. Don't be ridiculous.
What holiday favorites? We should think of some new ones this year.
I know.
We used to show the Christmas Carol and Jennifer Loves White Christmas.
And Holiday. I prefer Holiday
Inn really isn't Christmas.
No.
It ends at Christmas time. Starts at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But
and it was the first movie that had White Christmas in it.
Was written for that movie. That would be a good trivia question, too. To think of that. I'll have to remember that.
How many trivia questions do you have in your...
Eight rounds.
But how many do you have, like, in your arsenal?
We're getting up there. We probably have a dozen complete games now.
Wow.
So, yeah. We do it for fundraisers and stuff, too, for the Elks and for the high school booster clubs, etc.
Very nice.
It's becoming a lot of fun.
So stop in at the Lone Eagle next Wednesday night.
Yes. Are we almost out of time,
Jennifer? Out of time. And I hear Jim Gano in the hallway chomping at the bit to get in here. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can go in, stop, call, or go online.
What the heck?
You can stop in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some lawmakers want a federal investigation of the owner of a gasoline pipeline that sprung a leak in September and is now shut down because of a Monday explosion.
This was a tragic accident.
That's a Colonial Pipeline Company spokesman on Monday's blast, which happened as a crew was making repairs to the line in Alabama. One of the workers killed when the equipment ruptured the line. Now five House Democrats who are ranking members on committees that deal with energy and pipelines want the transportation secretary to conduct a full-blown review of the Georgia-based operator. Colonial's Bill Barry saying it's unclear how the Monday blast could have happened.
We had a contractor out there that we've used for many years.
The company hopes to repair and reopen the pipeline this week, and for now, fuel's in short supply and more expensive in several southern states. In northern Afghanistan, two U.S. service members are killed by Taliban forces. Two other soldiers are wounded. This is USA Radio News.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger.